This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Monday, March 7th, 2022, Montana reports 271,191 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 163 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since Friday. 34 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana. 24 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 20 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 12 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 11 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish. And more new cases in 25 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 1,061. 44 of Montana's 56 counties report active cases. Currently, 87 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,208 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Four more people's deaths have been reported since Friday. Nationwide, more than 957,000 Americans have died. There have been 79.2 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Montana's minimum wage increased by 45 cents an hour to $9.20 an hour on January 1st. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of inflation, determines the percentage increase in Montana's minimum wage each year. That number is rounded to the nearest 5 cents. The CPI rose from 5.25% from August 2020 to August 2021, setting the increase in Montana's minimum wage to 45 cents an hour. In 2006, the Montana legislature voted to increase the state minimum wage by $1 an hour to $6.15 and to evaluate it annually based on the cost of living. Montana's $9.20 minimum wage is higher than the current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. The federal minimum wage has not increased since 2009. 20 states, including neighboring North Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah, use the federal minimum wage of $7.25. 21 states and 35 cities and counties raise their minimum wages around the first of each year. Montana State University's Troy Anderson showed off his elite speed at the NFL Combine with a blazing 40-yard dash. Anderson, a former two-way star at Montana State, topped all linebackers with a time of 4.42 seconds in the 40-yard dash Saturday night at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. That result in the Combine's flagship event, combined with strong numbers in other workouts, could move Anderson up NFL draft boards. Anderson has all but solidified his spot as a top 100 overall prospect. The 6'3", 243-pound Dillon native also posted a 10'8" broad jump, tied for 5th among linebackers, and a 36-inch vertical jump, tied for 13th. Anderson has been considered a top 100 draft prospect by some analysts since November. That was before he led MSU to the football championship subdivision title game, and before he participated in the Senior Bowl, where he recorded the third fastest max acceleration of any defender. March 1st marked the 150th anniversary of the creation of Yellowstone National Park. On March 1st, 1872, Yellowstone became the first national park in the nation and in the world when President Ulysses S. Grant signed the Yellowstone National Park Protection Act into law. Famed conservationist President Theodore Roosevelt was the second U.S. president to visit Yellowstone, and his two-week vacation marked the most extensive presidential visit in Yellowstone to date. Roosevelt thoroughly explored the park and forever linked his image with Yellowstone's historic legacy. In Gardner, at the park's north entrance, the Roosevelt Arch, built in the park's Army era, was dedicated by President Roosevelt in 1903. Roosevelt laid the cornerstone at a ceremony that drew thousands of guests. The arch was not originally intended to honor Roosevelt, but was so named because the president happened to be in the park and spoke at the dedication. The plaque on the arch is inscribed with a phrase from the 1872 legislation that established Yellowstone National Park, featuring the words, "For the benefit and enjoyment of the people." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.